This recording, South Carolina 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of a territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of partridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palms, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effects were fatal. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
It's just something I've always been destined to do. I feel like I've been destined to do. I'm born under the sign of a Leo, and I like the limelight. I like just being in the limelight. I like being in the midst of a crowd, all attention on me. So I just love being out there. I just like it. I want to be an actress, and just always, when if it's something that you wake up wanting to do and you try your hardest doing it, whatever it is, then I think you should go for it, and that's just something that I wanted to do. The book thing came to me about sometime last year. I like to read a lot of black authors, and I was just reading a book, and I was like, okay, all these stories are the same, so if they can write stories with 10 books that's the same, then I can write a book and get paid just as much as they do and be called the best novelist. So why not? And I tried, and I've read it to a lot of my friends, and they've read it. And Miss Jocelyn's also read the first chapter, and a lot of people like it so far. So I want to finish it and see what I get out of it.